Title: Using Collections to Sort Jungle Assets Intermediate. Alright, let's tighten up your Ableton Live workflow for Jungle and drum and bass using collections. This is one of those invisible upgrades that doesn't sound exciting until you feel how fast you can write, because the real enemy in DNB isn't lack of ideas. It's losing momentum while you hunt for the right break, the right snare, the right bass starter, the right little utility chain, and suddenly your loop is gone. So today you're going to build a jungle-focused collection system that works like a combat loadout. One click and you've got your best breaks. One click and you've got your bass starters. One click and your standard processing chains are ready. Less scrolling, more finishing. Quick mindset before we touch anything. Collections are not a mirror of your folder structure. They're your shortlist. They're your I trust this list. If you tag everything, you've basically recreated chaos, just in color. Let's start. Open Ableton's browser on the left. Up at the top, you'll see collections, those colored labels. These can tag almost anything you can see in the browser. Samples, devices, presets, racks, clips, even folders and places. That's the magic. You're not organizing like a librarian, you're organizing like a producer who needs speed at 172 BPM. Step 1. Build your Jungle Collections map. Right-click a collection label and rename it. Here's a practical intermediate setup that matches how jungle tracks get built in real life. Red. Breaks. This is your Amen. Think. Hot pants. Funky drummer. Shuffled breaks. Ghost breaks. Clean versions. Dirty versions. The core loop fuel. Orange. Drum one-shots. Kicks. Snares. Rims. Rides. Crashes. Percussion. Your surgical hits. Yellow. Hats or tops. Closed hats. Shakers. Rides. Noisy top layers. Air textures. Green. Bass. Re-SEs, subs, bass one-shots, your own resamples, and any synth presets you rely on. Blue, effects or impacts, downlifters, sirens, gunshots, impacts, cymbal swells, noise risers, transition stuff. Purple, utility or mix, EQ presets, sidechain tools, metering, glue chains, resampling chains, make it work tools. Pink, chords or atmos, pads, sabs, vinyl textures, atmos bids. Now, you don't have to copy that exactly, but notice the idea. It follows the flow of writing. Breaks and tops first, bass next, effects for punctuation, utility for glue. That alone reduces decision fatigue because your brain stops asking, where is that thing? And starts asking, what do I want next? Step 2. Add sample folders to places, then tag the folders. In the browser, find places. Add your main DNB folders. For example, Jungle Breaks, DNB One-Shots, FX, Bass Resamples. You can drag folders in or use Add Folder. Now here's the power move a lot of people miss. Tag the folder itself. Right-click the folder. Assign it a collection color. So your Jungle Breaks folder gets tagged to Breaks, your One-Shots folder to Drum One-Shots, and so on. Teacher note, tagging folders is like having a teleport button. Even if your library is a mess, Collections becomes the clean front end. You're basically building a custom instrument panel over the top of your storage. Step 3. Curate your go-to breaks and hits. Go into your breaks folder and start auditioning. Use the preview in the browser, and make sure preview tempo sync is on so you're not being fooled by pitch and timing differences. Pick 10 to 30 breaks you truly trust. Not 300. 10 to 30. Variants of Amen and Think, maybe a couple clean, a couple crunchy, a couple with nice ghost notes. Right-click each and assign it to breaks. Now do the same for your best snares, a few kicks, and a few rides and hats. Think first choice palette. If you only had 10 seconds to choose a snare at 174, which ones would you bet your track on? Those get tagged. Here's a quick tagging rule to keep you honest. Before you tag anything, ask, would I realistically choose this within 10 seconds? Does it fill a unique role, like punchy versus roomy versus crunchy versus clean? Do I trust it at 170 to 175 BPM, without lots of fixing? If any of those answers is no, don't tag it. Let it live in the library, not in your loadout. Also, naming matters. If you can, start adding meta info into names so you can audition faster. Like break Amen clean 174 tight, or snare crack short bright. The browser becomes way faster when the name tells the truth. Step 4. Build and tag your break control rack. This is one of the biggest workflow wins for Jungle. You want a default break processing chain that gets you 80% there fast, without thinking. Create an auto effect rack and build a chain like this. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to kill rumble. If the break is boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. If you need air, add a gentle shelf in the 8 to 12K region. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 20% depending on the brake. Boom very carefully, because it can blur the groove. Crunch around 5 to 15% to add grit. Then saturator in analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is your make it feel like a record stage. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. You're not trying to squash it. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, max. The point is to make the brake behave. Then utility. Set width somewhere like 80 to 110% depending on the material, and if the low end is getting weird, keep the bass mono. Now save this rack. Give it a name like Brake Control Jungle. Then in your user library, find the preset and tag it. You can tag it to utility or to brakes depending on your preference. I recommend utility, because it's a processing tool you'll use across multiple drum sources. Teacher note, this rack is not about perfect mix, it's about consistent starting conditions. Jungle gets hard when every new break behaves differently. Consistency is speed. Step 5. Create a slicing workflow you can recall instantly. Drag a break into an audio track. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing as a starting point. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. Now improve that rack so it feels like your personal jungle slicer, not just the default. Go into Simpler on a few pads and make sure timing feels tight. Enable warp if you need it. Adjust start and end points to remove flams or dead space. Then add drum bus on the drum rack chain, or on a group after the rack, to give it cohesion. Optionally add a light redux for old school grit, but keep it subtle because you can destroy transients fast. Save this drum rack as something like jungle slice rack tight. Then tag it to breaks. The goal, you should be able to go from raw break to playable kit in under a minute. Step 6. Tag rolling bass building blocks. Bass needs to be as quick as drums. Create 2 or 3 bass starter racks and tag them to bass. First, a sub anchor. Use operator with a sine wave. Keep it clean at first. Add EQ8 if you need to low pass around 120 to 200 depending on your layers. Utility set to width 0. Mono sub. Save it as sub clean anchor and tag it to bass. Second, a classic resmid. Use wave eatable or operator with 2 detuned voices or unison. Put auto filter after it with a 24 dB low pass, and map cutoff to a macro so you can create movement quickly. Add saturator in analog clip. Add a tiny bit of chorus ensemble for width if needed. And EQ8 to cut lows below about 120 so it doesn't fight the sub. Save it as res roll macro and tag it to bass. Third, a bass resample or print chain. On an audio track, make a chain like saturator, maybe amp for grind, EQ8 cleanup, then a limiter just catching peaks. Save that chain as bass print chain and tag it to utility or MIX. Step 7. Make resampling a one-button habit. Create an audio track called print. Set audio from depending on what you're printing. If you want to print just bass, route from your bass group. If you want the master bounce vibe, choose resampling. Arm print. Record 8 or 16 bars of bass movement. Then chop that audio into one-shots, one-beat pieces, two-beat pieces, and one bar phrases. Save the best into a bass resamples folder. Add that folder to places. Then tag the best resamples to bass. This is where you start building a signature library. When you reuse your own resamples, your tracks start sounding like you, not like a random preset browser session. Bonus naming tip. Add roll labels to your printed bass. Like bass resample mid growl 2 beat A. You'll thank yourself later. Step 8. Use collections to speed up arrangement decisions. DNB arrangement is repetitive on purpose, but you need variation. So we're going to tag arrangement helpers like their instruments. Make a small set of MIDI clips, two-step hats, shuffle ghost snares, an amen fill for one bar, a ride switch up. Tag those clips to FX/impacts or utility, whichever makes sense in your system. Make a small set of audio clips, an impact you like, a reverse cymbal, a one-bar riser. Tag them, and consider building a couple utility racks designed specifically for arrangement moments. For example, a drop filter sweep rack that combines auto filter with a reverb send macro, or a 16-bar tension rack that gradually increases redux, opens a filter, narrows width, whatever your style is. Now here's an intermediate coaching concept. Think in moments, not just categories. Instead of only breaks and bass, you can name tools like Moment Tool, like Roll Ghost Snare Layer, HIT Clipper Chain, Tension Pre-Drop Macro. This makes your collections feel like a workflow map, not just a sound list. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, tagging everything. Collections are not storage, they're favorites. Second, inconsistent naming. Use a consistent pattern like type character extra. Third, not tagging folders. Tag folders and the best individual files. Fourth, ignoring stock devices. Drum bus, saturator, AQ8, glue, utility, redux, auto filter. These are absolutely jungle ready. Fifth, no maintenance habit. Your system will rot if you never prune. One trick, make a quarantine folder in places called inbox sort me. Dump new packs there. Once a week, tag only winners. Everything else stays untagged. A couple pro tips for darker or heavier DNB. Consider making an optional dark tools collection. Put redux for crushed tops, pedal for aggressive mids, saturator presets, auto filter movement tools, and corpus for metallic resonances on snares and foley. Also consider a kill switch rack. One macro pulls a low pass down, one macro increases reverb send, one macro reduces width, one macro increases drive. Tag it. That rack is instant tension before a drop. And keep sub disciplined, mono, minimal effects, and gentle side chain from the kick, aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's usually enough. Now let's lock it in with a timed practice. 20 minutes. Set a timer. Create 3 collections. Breaks, bass, utility. Tag 10 breaks, 10 drum one-shots with at least 3 snares, and 3 FX hits. Build and save your break control jungle rack and your SUB clean anchor rack. Then start a 16-bar loop at 170 to 174 BPM. Bars 1 to 8. Break plus sub only. Bars 9 to 16. Add res, add 1 FX impact, and add a quick 1-bar fill. And here's the rule. You're only allowed to use assets pulled from collections. No folder browsing. If you can do that cleanly, your collection setup is working. If you can't, the solution is usually removing options, not adding more. To recap, collections are your fast access jungle arsenal. Tag folders and the best individual files. Save stock device racks and tag them. Add arrangement helpers so you can escape the 8-bar loop trap. Keep it curated, small, and deadly. When you're ready, the next upgrade is building a few variations of your break chain. Clean and tight, crunch tops, roomy throwback. Then you can /B vibes in seconds, commit, and keep moving. This audio version is shortened for playback.